Mary, as we know, people are getting ready for calving, and as we know, things don't always go as planned during calving. So we have to have a plan for composting and disposal of dead livestock, correct?
Yeah, it's the time of year when we have some folks around here that are lambing, and so lambing is underway and calving is just around the corner. And sometimes, animals don't always live. Sometimes there's that part of being an animal egg folk that you have to deal with the mortalities as well. And so one way that we like to do that is composting, especially in the winter and especially in North Dakota, when digging a hole during the middle of winter is a little harder. Composting is an easy way to go ahead and dispose of those dead livestock and not leave them out on the surface. And so a lot of times we like to just put the carcass out on the section line and just leave it out there, and nature will deal with it. But that's considered carcass abandonment, and that's illegal in all the states, including North Dakota. And so composting is an easy way to go ahead and take care of that problem.
And so I guess my question, Mary, is not only, like you said, is it illegal, but what other benefits does proper disposal have of these carcasses? Obviously, if you have a calf that was born sick or died from a disease, that has to be a concern as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're, sometimes the natural things just happen. Maybe that animal wasn't ready to be born yet. Maybe it was cold outside. Maybe something like that just naturally happened. But sometimes they are sick. And so, we don't want to be spreading those diseases to other animals. Also, just the aesthetics of it. You don't want to see it's not appealing to anybody, not to somebody who's not an egg, but also to someone who is an egg. Nobody likes to see a dead animal just laying out on the landscape. But then also the smell. So there's a smell, and then there's a predator issue as well. So we don't want to attract a neighbor's dog or our neighbor's coyotes either. And so that could be an issue as well. And so composting them animals and, getting them covered up properly is a way to mitigate some of those issues.
Composting, of course, at the circumstances that we deal with here in North Dakota is the easiest. Walk us through those proper steps to make sure that producers are doing that right.
Yeah, so the first thing you're going to want to do when you're going to compost an animal is just make sure that you have a proper site. And so a site would be something that, and I actually had a question from a producer yesterday after they read this news release was, can we compost right in our pens? And it's preferred if you take that animal outside to an area where it can't be disturbed, because then you're not going to have other animals wanting to know what's in there. That our animals are naturally curious, and so if there's a pile of straw laying in a pen, they're going to want to go and check it out. And so we say to put that site outside of the pen in an undisturbed area, and we start with a 2-foot bed of what we call the base. And so the base can be straw, hay, corn stalks, sunflower hulls, something like that. So we like to have about a 2-foot base, and that's really just to make sure that you have an airflow that's able to come up. So we want something that's not completely dense, but allows a little bit of air to come up through the bottom. But then it's also going to grab any of the leachate that's coming out of that carcass. So it's going to hold onto the nutrients that are coming out of the carcass as it decomposes. And so we have that 2-foot base, and we put the carcass on top. And then on top of there, we put what's called bulking material, or basically, I call it like the starter culture. So we want to use about 6 to 8 inches of manure or spoiled silage, something that has an active culture in it. And so we cover that carcass then with 6 to 8 inches of that, and then we cover the top of it with about, again, 2 foot of the cover material. So again, straw, hay, sunflower hulls, something like that, that will hold the smell in, but it'll also hold the heat in, and it'll keep the smell from getting out and attracting any of our predators. So sometimes people say, you can still smell it. If you can still smell it, then we need a little more cover. So 2 to 3 feet of cover is not too much to put on there. It's going to hold the heat in. It's really going to help the process along.